For more than a decade, Oklahoma City has sought a permit to pump water from southeastern Oklahoma to quench the metro's growing water needs. Local opposition and federal lawsuits filed by the Choctaw and Chickasaw Nations delayed the effort. Now the city's quest is over. This week, a permit was approved. State Impact's Joe Wirtz visited two southeastern Oklahoma business owners who have unanswered questions about the future of the waterway they depend on.
Oklahoma City has water storage rights at Sardis Lake. To get it, the city will divert water that flows from the lake into the Kiamichi River and pump it more than 100 miles northwest to the metro.
Nice to meet you, Tom.
Tom Garrett is from western Oklahoma. He moved here 16 years ago to get himself a small slice of the river.
How'd you get into the campground proprietor business?
I always wanted to own a river, so I bought the river and then created a campground. We enjoyed fishing and swimming down there, and then I said, well, it'd be nice to if other people could enjoy it that don't have a place like this. So.
We have so-called mountains here, and we have rivers everywhere, and we have rocks and big giant trees, and you live in Oklahoma City in western Oklahoma, you never even imagine it would be here. So
we do a lot of canoe trips and kayak trips, and some people do overnight, and some people go 3 or 4 days up the river and float back to here.
So the Kiamichi's down that way?
It's right out here. You can go down there and see it if you want.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oklahoma City could dam and tap the Kiamichi River at four possible points. All of them surround Tom Garrett's K River campground.
So how far downstream is the point where they're talking about piping it out?
Well, the main issue is they won't inform us exactly where it is. You know, if they build a dam on my property, obviously that'd be an issue.
So you're within that 2 mile stretch?
Yes. Okay. I'm right in the middle of it. That'll take away my beach because the water will back up in the river bank to bank.
So it'll just mean more water in this river, right?
It'll be here, but it'll be still. It won't be moving anymore, you know.
See, if they back this water up for 4 or 5 miles, then people got dead water all the way instead of a current. And then it's not much fun to canoe in a lake. Not like it is down a river with a little action to it.
A mile up the road, Jerry Gutierrez ditches his pickup truck for a golf cart. Takes me on a tour of the 133 acres that surround a vacation home he rents to tourists. He built the home himself, which has views of a small lake and trails that meet the Kiamichi River. The ranch has deer, ducks, and beavers. Eagles nest in trees and stock bass swimming below.
This thing does pretty well off-road.
Yeah, you know, in the mornings, Deb and I will stand at the kitchen sink and just look out and gaze at the lake and what's going on, and there were four otters all swimming abreast of each other.
Wow.
Just like they were in the Olympics on the aquatic thing, you know. I've been here for close to 16 years, and every time I come out, I'm still just in wonder. We're headed for the river.
There it is. Trees all around us.
Yes. A mountain on the north side and on the west side, a big hill. This is a real rarity.
Garrett and Gutierrez are among 85 residents and organizations that urge the State Water Board to deny Oklahoma City's permit. The Kiamichi River Legacy Association and another group, Oklahomans for Responsible Water Policy, objected too. They said the state and city's research on the Kiamichi was inadequate and unscientific, and didn't account for the water needs of fish and wildlife and tourism. Lawyers for the city disagreed. In the end, so did the state. A few hours after my visit, regulators approved the permit. The lone no vote was cast by the only water board member from southeastern Oklahoma. Garrett and Gutierrez expected the permit's approval. It's a milestone, but they say it's not the end of the road.
Well, I don't imagine we'll ever decide it's over. They might decide it's over, but we won't.
This river's our life. We can't have it taken away from us without a fight.
The state did not agree with the push for more thorough studies of the Kiamichi River and the effect Oklahoma City's water withdrawal could have. They hope a federal judge might. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more stories on natural resources and the environment, visit KGOU.org.